What is up? A gorgeous Monday afternoon. Hope everybody had a good weekend.
Yeah, it's a little warm.
I'm ready for a true fall. I'm with you, Dan.
Yeah, it's a little toasty. Yeah. I've been rocking jeans every day since we dropped down last week.
It's 80, you babies.
It's a little toasty. It's too for warm. Jeans. I'm back in my shorts.
I'm ready for jacket weather.
I had to put some pants on the other day. It was really nice and cool.
Oof. I like the four seasons of the Midwest. That's why I live here.
One of the reasons. I love the winter. You guys, Dana and Scott, always make fun of me because I am a big cold weather guy.
I love it, too.
I love snow up until the point where it's like, oh, it's all been plowed off to the side and it's kind of dirty and nasty and muddy.
Now, for me, it can be 5 degrees outside. And if there's snow on the ground, I am the happiest man in the world. Mm-hmm. If it's 5 degrees outside and it hasn't snowed yet, I don't know why it's 5 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. It needs to be like 35 degrees outside.
Yeah, it's like quit messing around.
Yeah.
Same. Where's the snow?
Right. Get to business. If you're going to be cold like this, do something about it.
Yeah. Why? Well, what's the point, Mother Nature? Yeah.
You guys need to get your head examined. Heads examined.
Mm-hmm. You mean you're not like in a Charlie Brown special, just dreaming of days like skating on, with a little scarf flying behind you, skating on an icy pond?
A full-on New England
winter. Can you imagine Scott doing that?
Years ago, and by years ago, I think this was like, I don't know, 2017, 2018. And my sweet mother, and she's so wonderful and generous and everything. And she said, hey, you know, I think I'm going to take the whole family, my family and my brother's family. I want to take you guys on a summer vacation. You know, I'm getting up there in age, not going to be around forever. And I'm like, all right. Yeah, sure. That sounds great. You know, we appreciate this very much. And we're like, where do you think you want to go? She goes, well, I thought I would really splurge and I was going to take you and your brother's family, your and your brother's family, on an Alaska cruise. And not
in the winter.
No, it would have been like in the summer.
But, May or June, yeah.
But we had lived in Anchorage, Alaska when we were kids. And I don't want to sound ungrateful. I know I will.
Yeah, you will.
But, it's no Germany.
We're not allowed to talk about that, Jesse. But anyway, I get on the phone with my brother and I go, what do you think? And he's like, and he's like, on a boat? And I'm like, yeah. And so I think it was my brother who did it, but he called St. Margaret up and he said, Mom, Scott and I got to talking and we've been there and done that. And we go somewhere else.
Thanks for offering to buy us a trip. We don't like your suggestion, Mom.
She wanted to go someplace different and unique instead of some kind of hot Caribbean locale.
We ended up in Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you did. Mm-hmm. Of course.
What is that supposed to mean? Listen, I was vulnerable just now, admitted to when my brother and I were ungrateful jerks.
Yeah.
And then what is that? Of course you did.
I'm telling you what. My very first cruise experience was a cruise to Alaska. Granted, I was 14, and I brought down the average age. The average age was probably
80.
65.
60. Mm-hmm. I brought down the average age to a nice 55, being 14. I had a wonderful time.
My first cruise was on a large gray ship. It lasted 8 months, and I didn't see land for 90 days.
Yeah. Same.
You're better than us, okay?
There was no bowling alley or swimming pool either.
Okay.
Mine didn't have a bowling alley or swimming pool either.
What do you mean swimming pool? You were
there
surrounded by
might have been an underground
water.
Casino. I'm not sure. I'm kidding, folks.
No, you're not. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
We played poker on occasion.
Plenty of card games.
Yeah. You never saw land for 8 months?
I did. You know what? I did see it. I just saw it from above. We flew over it.
But you never stepped on a soft surface.
Well, for 90 days we didn't. And so I don't know if people know this also, but if you go 90 days in the Navy out at sea without pulling into a port, the Navy owes you 2 beers every 90 days. So they have a beer day. No
two
flying.
Beers. Wow, how generous.
If it's been 90 days, that's about all it takes. Wow. It's an interesting day.
They
throw
got
a big
rid of
barbecue.
The rum ration years ago.
Now it's just if you eject or something.
You know, Dan
like
was
that.
In the Navy too.
I did know that. And I know his son's in the Navy. Thank you both for your service.
Quite welcome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for yours and for being better than we are.
Jeez.
I was just
heaping
trying to say
coals
that,
of
Scott,
shame on my head.
Moby.
You should have taken
a.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Ahab. Hey.
Yeah, but look, Scott, don't disparage yourself. You once lived in Germany, so.
You should have taken the opportunity to go and enjoy an Alaskan cruise.
Can I tell you a Germany story, actually? Can I tell a Germany story?
Excellent.
You can. I can't.
It's about flying in Germany.
It's a place where Scott used to live.
I never lived there.
So everyone who's been on a commercial airline, you know, you're sitting in the back and the jet starts to scoot backwards. That's called pushback. And normally while that's happening is the jet's moving backwards. There's a guy up there in the front. He's got a tow bar attached to the front wheel of the jet, and he's pushing it back, and he's talking to you over an intercom. And he tells you when it's clear, you're clear of all the personnel, and he says, hey, he'll come up over the intercom and say, hey, Captain, you're clear to start the engines. Pretty standard anywhere in the U.S. Well, when you go to Germany, they communicate the same thing to you in English, but in their awesome German accent. Mm-hmm. So I love this. So the same conversation that happens when the German guy is pushing the airplane back, it sounds more like this. Captain, you are clear for the starting of the engines. And I cannot listen to that and not just crack up every time.
We invade like, Poland
morning. It sounds like that old SNL skit with the sprackets.
I don't know why I went just all Scottish there for a second, but I did.
Oh, was that what that was?
You always go a tinge of Scottish when you're trying to do an accent.
There's a moose loose in the house.
What?
There's a moose loose in the house.
That sounds like Brad Pitt in Snatch.
Whoa, easy there, Captain.
No, it's a movie. Come on, Sam. I always look to Sam for backup. You guys have not seen the movie Snatch.
Let's just keep saying
it's a Guy Ritchie movie.
Let's not confirm whether or not it's a movie. That is a movie.
It's a bank robbery
movie. It's a robbery movie.
Came out in 2000. I'll have to check it out.
It's so good.
About snatching things, grabbing things.
Oh. It's a Guy Ritchie movie. It's got Brad Pitt. Thank you, Dan.
You're not helping, Dan.
Am I ever?
No.
Jason Statham. He's Turkish in the movie.
He's good in that movie. They're all good. It's a great movie. Watch it.
Never even heard of it.
Oh, you would enjoy it.
Great soundtrack.
Jason Statham. Yeah, you'd enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
Scott, when you were in Anchorage, did you ever get to see the fjords as we just ping pong between topics?
The fjords?
I don't believe they have fjords in Anchorage.
Down in Juneau.
Well, yeah, you'd obviously not in Anchorage, but did you travel to the coast?
We were on the coast. The only time I ever lived near
just grabbed his forehead through the glass.
Sam, I was like 8 years old. I wasn't.
From the text line, 09887. Yeah, it's a pretty good movie.
Thank you, text line. Thank you.
When you're 8 years old and in elementary school, you don't wake up on a Saturday and ask mom and dad to take you to go see the fjords.
You don't?
No. Well,
you missed an opportunity. I so would have done that.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Well, my point was, Dan, that Brad Pitt's character. Brad Pitt's character in the movie, he's an Irish gypsy, and they have a very particular dialect, and it sounds, it's what you did sounded like that.
Okay.
Yeah. All that was my point.
You sounded like the cook in the Muppets.
Morgus, Morgus, Morgus.
Morgus, Morgus.
Popping popcorn, flippy.
That's who you reminded me of.
There's a mouse loose in the house. There's a mouse loose in the house.
If you were listening to this segment and you didn't have ADHD before.
Oh, you got it now.
You do now.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the club.
We've been waiting for you.